This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Some public health advocates are sharply criticizing plans to build a new nicotine product manufacturing plant in Aurora. Tobacco giant Philip Morris International aims to build a factory to produce Zyn. That's an increasingly popular smokeless nicotine pouch that users put in their mouths. The company says the facility is expected to create 500 jobs. Jody Radke is with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
We are perceived as the healthiest state in the nation for a reason, and it's not for being a breeding ground for tobacco companies to locate here.
The state offered over $4 million in incentives over 8 years to attract the plant to Colorado. Around 40 people learned about veteran benefits at a town hall hosted yesterday by Democratic U.S. Representative Brittany Pedersen in Lakewood. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
Pedersen hosted the event with Representative Mark Takano, the ranking member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Pedersen says while there are efforts to improve services, it's important for people to know what they can actually access.
We don't do the outreach to support people and connecting them to the information and then ultimately, you know, making sure that they have the support that they need. That is absolutely the case when it comes to veterans benefits. So many people don't even know that they qualify, or they just don't even know where to begin.
Pedersen is back in Colorado for the August recess. She says she doesn't expect the House to get much done before the upcoming election, but Congress will have to vote on continued government spending. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org.